Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Dear fellow brethren, for the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We have snow all over in Wisconsin and the northern states. It makes us feel sometimes wonderful and sometimes frightful. It also prepares us to welcome the spring and summer. The snow reminds me of the Himalayan peaks that I used to see probably every day. Speaking of snow, it is frozen water that precipitates from the sky, and as it falls down, it covers the land, stays for a certain time, and then melts and washes the ground, and then flows to the lower level, and flows down all the way, flows and mixes, merges with river, and flows all the way to the sea, and vaporizes and returns to the sky. This water cycle has important purpose. It helps to regulate the seasons, as well as it also waters the earth. When the snow melts, new season starts, and we see new grass, plants, they germinate, and the different colors, multiple colors we see around, that makes us feel wonderful. And the fields will be ready for the planting of crops like corn and soybeans, etc. That'd be wonderful. But imagine if we didn't get any snow or rain, the land would become dry, and we will not have any produce, and we will not have any green at all. Everything would be dry, and they will have no attraction. As the rain and snow has their own purpose to the earth, to water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall the word of God be that goes out from his mouth. The word of God is so powerful, it accomplishes its purpose. Everyone has at least one purpose in their life. Imagine one of your purposes is to go overseas to do some business. Let's say Australia. You need to purchase a ticket and get on a plane, and there will be a flight crew, and their purpose would be to fly safely in order to bring you to your destination. And when you get to your destination, you work there, and when you accomplish your purpose, you come back to your home. You may have your own purpose, and I may have my own purpose too. Likewise, our Heavenly Father has a great purpose to save us and all the mankind. Therefore, God sent His Son or His Word to accomplish His great purpose. And His Word accomplishes the purpose, and it returns back to Him. God's Word is powerful and effective, that we can know from the Scripture. We know that He created the world through His Word. The very first time He used His mighty Word is to create light. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God created creatures and all the things through His mighty Word. His Word is always true and always accomplishes. But what about our words? As the world was created, the first human beings were there, Adam and Eve, and they sinned against God, and they lied to God. Then the intimate relationship between God and man was broken. They kept sinning, and their sin was transferred to their offspring. Eventually, the sin is transferred to us. We are sinners because our very first parents were sinners. As they lied to God, we lied to each other and also to God. So our words are not always true. A lie is a kind of sin. Do you or did you lie some point in your life? Everyone had lied at least once to their friends, parents, seniors, professors, or pastors, or even to God. Eighth commandment says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This command forbids lying. This sin can bring you and me to eternal damnation in hell. Rather than accomplishing purpose, our words build barrier between God and us. We cannot approach to God because of our sins. As Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We fell short of the glory of God, we cannot get to the glory of God by our own means. You and I commit sin through our words, actions, and thoughts. You lie and you fail to keep your words, so do I. We did not have any kind of goodness. Therefore, we did not deserve God's love and grace, but wrath and death. Romans 6:23 says that wages of sin is death. However, our God is gracious that He planned to save us in the very day Adam and Eve sinned. Having that great plan of salvation, God sent His Son, or His Word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. God sent His only begotten Son, the Word, for our sake in the perfect time. He came and lived among us and experienced human life. Jesus in His time on earth did many, many miracles just by saying His words. For example, turning water into wine, healing centurion servant, and casting out demons, and many more. All these miracles and astonishing works reveal that the power of God accomplishes His purpose. As Jesus was sent with a purpose to save us through His precious blood, He was put to death for our sins on the cross. The purpose of Jesus' death was to pay for the sins of every single person. After He accomplished His purpose, He ascended into heaven, and He is sitting at the right hand of His Father and ruling from there in order to accomplish His purpose. He did not leave you alone, but He gave His Holy Spirit to comfort and encourage you. He also gives us a purpose in our lives, that is, to tell others that Jesus died for your sins. We have billions of people, they do not know the Savior. And we have a purpose, that is to tell about our Heavenly Father, tell about our Lord Jesus Christ and His great sacrifice for us. Because only we have that message. Now we are blessed with the Word of God, also we are blessed with joy and peace. So let us help others to be blessed too. Amen. We'll sing hymn 290, verse 1 and 4. Hymn 290, verse 1 and 4.